Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids. No plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Kalen's entertainment report is on The Fred Show.
Oh my gosh. An Indiana Fever reporter is getting dragged for how he interacted with Caitlin Clark yesterday. So this all went down just minutes after Indianapolis Star columnist Greg Doyle stepped up to the mic to ask her a question about her new hometown. So at first it was fine. He introduced himself, but then he paused and said, "Real quick, let me do this." And he sent up the heart hand gesture to the 22-year-old. I don't even know if I'm doing it like this. And Caitlin, who's been known to throw up the same symbol, gave a really awkward smile before saying, "You like that?" And he said, "I like that you're here. I'd like that you're here." She said, "Yeah, I do that at my family every game, so it's pretty cool." That's when everyone got real uncomfy. Jason's fight or flight would have kicked in. And he said, "Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine."
Huh?
Yeah. And the room was, like, real, like, weirded out by that. Of course, this is going viral. And, I mean, some people are saying he should lose his credentials. Like, stop it, internet. Like, the internet needs to chill. It was awkward. But a lot of people are calling him a creep. So he asked her. And she probably will not do that. But it was weird. And you need to watch it if you haven't seen it. It's going viral. Okay. Taylor. We got to talk Taylor. We're one day out. More billboards with QR codes have popped up in major cities around the world. And by now, we all know that they link to a letter. So every city is getting a letter that will, of course, eventually spell something out. We also keep seeing the number 2. It's a very repetitive number. It's on the billboard, the QR code. And the word Fortnite is something we're also seeing, which in old-timey lingo means 2 weeks. Again, the number 2. If you head over to Target, there's a spot on the shelves where the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, will be sold. The price. But right next to it, there's a spot with the name Serpentine. Snake. So I don't know, are we getting a re-recording of Reputation? That's the symbol for that album. Does it mean something else? And if you don't know, the snake is kind of like a persona that she took over after all that drama when Kim and Kanye lied about the phone call with her. She went away, took some time, and returned with this new, you know, her villain era, kind of being like, "Oh, yeah, I am the snake." It's when she started hissing and doing all that stuff. So I don't know what that means, but that's the info I have. There's also a clock on her website that ends today at 2 p.m. Eastern. 1 Central. So I don't know if we'll have more answers then or questions, but something is going to happen then. What?
Y'all about to be broke as hell. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
It better not, Taylor. I mean, I just got my tax return and I need to pay off my credit cards. Also, something that you'll see online is that apparently some of the music has leaked and Swifties are like, you know, if you're a real Swiftie, you will not support. You will not support. So Jason and I are staying strong. We're not listening. We just have one more day. But that is what we know as of now. And I do think that we will see more billboards today and spell everything out. So that's your Taylor update. Ashanti announced that she and Nelly are engaged and expecting their first child together. She shared the pregnancy news on the gram where she played a really sweet video of her mama asking if she was ready to perform on stage. Ashanti replied, "I'm gonna need about 9 months," and showed the positive pregnancy test. She ended the video with the phrase, "To be continued." This will be Ashanti's first baby. Nelly has 2 kids with his ex-wife, Shanetta Valentine, and he actually adopted his sister's 2 children when she passed away in 2005, which is really sweet. And of course, if you were not a kid of the aughts like we were, they first dated a long time ago, and now this is kind of their resurgence, and I'm very happy for them.
Jason, did you congratulate them on Twitter? On X?
I would if she didn't block me.
Yes. Jason remains blocked, so he does not know about the pregnancy or the engagement, okay, which is why I needed to do this
breaking
news for him.
For Jason Brown.
Right. Jason had no idea. And speaking of you two over there, my Office fans, this one's just for you. Yes. The Masked Singer Unmasked, Kate Flannery, who played Meredith. Wasn't she always drunk?
Yes, she
on
was
the
a
show?
Drunk one. Uh-huh.
Okay. So she was on the show, and they also unmasked singer-songwriter Charlie Wilson.
Oh, wow.
He's famous in his own right, but he was also the lead singer for the Gap Band. And actually, I watched Tyler, the creator's Coachella set, and he brought out Charlie Wilson, who sang a part of a song on the piano. It was amazing.
Oh, cool.
Of course, Weekend 2 is going to be starting tomorrow, and so we'll see some more guests, I'm sure, pop up. But it was amazing. More to check out online today. Pink barbecue sauce. What is it? You have to go to FredShowRadio.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.